USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The president of one of Louisiana's Gulf Coast parishes spoke bluntly Saturday afternoon as she warned residents about the potential dangers of Hurricane Ida. I want to reiterate, the storm surge that we are expecting is unsurvivable. Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Sheng said at a news conference hours ahead of Ida reaching Category 3 and then Category 4 early Sunday with winds over 130 miles per hour. It has been a deep disappointment seeing politics coming into play with the Afghanistan withdrawal, Senator Marsha Blackburn, Republican of Tennessee, said during an appearance on Newsmax Friday.
And, you know, there is a saying, the boots win the war and the suits lose the war. And sometimes I think that that is what you see happen on decisions.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A human trafficking operation joined by 12 states has rescued 47 victims and arrested 102 persons, Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt announced Friday. Using both buyer-centric and victim-centric sting human trafficking operations, Missouri and participating states were able to rescue 47 victims and sex workers and provide needed medical services to 41, the Missouri Attorney General's office said in a statement. The battles in the courts pitting red state governors against mask mandates comes down to executive authority and the length and scope of emergency declarations, according to legal expert Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax.
In a democracy, the governor, the executive, enforces the law. The executive doesn't make the law except in cases of immediate emergency. This was a case not about whether you can have mask mandates or not. It was a case about who gets to decide.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Former acting ICE director Tom Holman speaks to the risks of terrorists trying to get through the porous southern border. Dan Naraki reports.
Since the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan, national security experts have warned that ISIS and Al-Qaeda terrorists released from Afghan prisons by the Taliban could try to take advantage of the humanitarian crisis on the southern border and sneak into the U.S. Border Patrol and Customs and Border Protection agents are reportedly focusing extra attention on looking for suspected terrorists among the people trying to illegally cross into the country. Former acting ICE director Tom Holman says that the U.S. has never been more vulnerable to terrorism and tells Fox News that it's because of the situation at the southern border.
I've been saying for 2 years that this border, when it's vulnerable, it's just not vulnerable to illegal immigration. It's vulnerable to public safety threats as criminals come across. It's vulnerable to public health threats because they're releasing COVID cases. But I said from day one, it's a national security issue. Border Patrol has already arrested 17 nationals from Afghanistan this year. And look, if you look at special interest aliens, those on the terror watch list, they've already arrested 5.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Robert F. Kennedy's assassin, Sirhan Sirhan, was granted parole by a California board after spending more than 50 years in prison Friday, after two of his sons said they support his release, a decision that still needs to be approved by the governor. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.